Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Read Your Mind podcast. Today I have a guest on and I'm very excited about this episode. We plan to talk about all things relationships, all things effective communication, and I have another fan, lover of music, and somebody who creates it as well. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Devin Wilson, artist name Amari Park. I'm just happy to be here. I got a lot to say on this topic. Been through a lot of stuff.
Me too. I was thinking about it and I didn't know like where I was gonna go with the topic, and I didn't want to talk about relationships alone, but I had so much to say based on just like what they have done for me and like who I am present day. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of the episode, I like to do my my segments.
Okay,
so I have my song that I'm feeling right now, feeling this week. And we're going to do our songs and our afflictions together.
Okay, bet.
So, I talked to you guys the last couple of weeks, ever since it came out, actually, about Cowboy Carter. And I love it. New song I'm obsessed with. I woke up singing this, woke up humming it in the shower. I was like, yeah, this is the one. I love Two Hands to Heaven. This is currently my favorite.
Oh, yeah, the little slow part.
Yes.
I'm a little hard.
Gotta slow it down.
Bring out the best of me, and all I see is everything. Your goals, your glow, your inner being, and a bigger meaning. So let's lose us in these sheets, yeah. I wanna get up to walk, I wanna feel weak, yeah.
So euphoric, bro.
I know, right?
At midnight, you just up. No, like not even midnight. 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning.
You just up and shit. And you know you're just like thinking like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck, I miss him.
That's the one, because it makes you think like, dang, what we even fighting for? Like, why are we not together? That's so crazy.
My song is actually kind of crazy, but.
It's kind of crazy. Is it like a different, totally different vibe?
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of. Let me just play it, man.
Honestly, I'm embarrassed. I've been so fucking caught in my fucking ways.
You don't know why I'm laughing.
Insecure, cause I'm jealous. I want nobody with you. Still got my sneaky lane, cause I know I'm wrong for that. Guess these are my confessions.
Oh my God.
I know I lied so many times that I believe my answers. I know I made you wait. You shouldn't have to wait. You should beg me to say. You shouldn't have to say. You went and found an athlete. Now I hate fucking athletes. I was too fucking flashy. I couldn't keep it classy. When it gets like this, I need distance. Mm-hmm. On a 12-hour flight with just my feelings.
Dude, no. You don't understand why I'm laughing. It's actually really funny.
Okay.
But little backstory. I had like in the summer. It's also relationship involved. There would be times where, the person I was involved with in the summer mm-hmm. would. Played his song, and like this was whenever I saw this song, like they were listening to it, I was like, don't play games, because this whole album is insane. And I don't, it's shameful. I sound ridiculous. I have a whole thing with Tory Lanez. So one of my favorite artists, Eric Bellinger, do you know Eric? Are you familiar?
Of course.
Thank you. Okay, you're real. Him and Tory were beefed out mm-hmm. from a long, long time ago. It's like 2017, 2018. Beefed out. And that's when I was like, oh, I'm done with Tory. And then Tory shot Meg. And I couldn't stand for that. No, I could not. Megan Thee Stallion, I love her deep. I love her deep.
You love Megan.
Deep. And I just couldn't stand for a black woman being exploited like that. And then him lying on her. Whether or not they were like, oh, whether or not it happened, they made that woman so feel so hurt and harmed that she had to post her bullet wound online. Nobody should ever have to do that. And I have beef with Tory. I was like, okay, if Eric didn't solidify it, this that did. Because Chicks Tapes 5, not gonna lie, I was like, this kind of good. But once he shot a black woman, I just couldn't do it.
That was crazy. How I feel about it, like this, like, first of all, that's just fucking amazing. Great fucking album.
Yes.
He's a terrible person. Terrible person.
But he great makes good album. Stuff. Bro, because you know what's trending right now? Trap House. Hey, I love Trap House.
But Trap House. The reason like that, that song, like, it don't even apply to me. Like, the only part that I like about the song is the distance part. Like, oh, I like the whole song. But let me hold on. Like, I feel
you resonate with that. Yeah.
Because, like, when I listen to it, you can't be good with the person if you're not good with yourself. Mm-hmm. And you can't be good with yourself unless you have time for yourself. And a problem I have for a long time, I'm still working on at the moment, I like Superman. Mm-hmm. I can't be there for you, her, him, and then be there for myself at the same time. Yeah. It's not enough hours in the day.
Exactly.
I gotta sleep.
I gotta focus on, like, and at the end of the day, your primary focus should be you, because you can't help anybody if you are not good. So
exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Mad that he did that, man. I was really disappointed.
And broke
I
was my like, soul.
For like Alpha, I was like, why did you do that? Because I fuck with Megan music. I just listen to some of her music. I'm not like I'm the biggest fan, but I listen to some of her songs. And I was like, why would you do that? And then on top of that, I was like, damn, bro. See, now like I'm going to feel weird if I play it.
Yeah. No, me too. And that's why, see, I listen to Trap House with all the shame in the world, but I can't act like I don't listen to it. It's a good song. He makes good music. And then I just, it's no excuses out there. I'm not going to give myself no passes. But sometimes in the industry in general, we can't act like we ain't all made a pass for somebody just because we like them. Everybody that's still out there listening to Chris Brown. And, you know.
Chris Brown's untouchable. I'm not going to lie.
He is. He, like, no matter what he does, they might not give him the mainstream force that they give him because of what he's done. But he's still got the numbers and the sales.
And nothing about, like Chris Brown, bro, like, I feel like we don't like, first of all, you should never, I don't care what age you are, I'm sure he's an old woman.
Right.
But Chris Brown was a young man that was rich and famous. Mm-hmm. And then with Rihanna's situation, like, Rihanna put her hands on him and he hit her. Crazy. Mm-hmm. He should really just pulled over the car as soon as she did it, got out the car.
Right.
But, like, I feel like we don't give him enough, it's like a little, like, grace. Like, what would you have done in that situation as a young man that's probably drunk or something? Young, and the world's watching you. What do you like? You think you're gonna do? Like, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
No, you should never hit a woman. You should never hit a woman. I know that for sure. I'm the youngest boy out of five older sisters. Mm-hmm. With my mom. Yeah. Like,
come different on, like, type of respect for
exactly.
It.
You feel me?
I don't know everything that Chris Brown has done because I don't keep up with him and his drama. Like, whatever he's done, but like after that, in between that, what he doing right now? I don't know about it. But that situation in particular, yes, like, we got to look at both sides of the coin. She did put her hands on him, but like at the end of the day, nobody should be hitting anybody, and he definitely shouldn't have beat her
crazy
the way he
like
did
that.
She was done. I don't even know how she recovered from all them bruises. So, you know, just a no-no. But in the end, we just give a lot of people a lot of grace. So, you know, people pick and choose who they gonna listen to.
Same, like, yes. People wild, bro. Crazy world out there, man. Crazy world, man.
Crazy world.
But apparently, if you're talented enough, people look the other way.
It is what it is. At the end of the day, all we can say is...
The day gonna end.
At the end of the day, the day gonna end. I think that's the best way to put it. But taking it back to, like, the musical focus, I wanted to talk about your music and what inspired you to become an artist.
I like singing, man. Mm-hmm. That's really... My mom sing. And my sister can sing. And I was also like a very weird kid. Oh my God, I'm still weird to this day.
Me too.
So like, when I didn't really, the people I listened to when I was a kid, well, I got one song for YouTube because I don't have a phone.
Yeah.
I listened to like Chris Brown, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, right.
And like Justin Timberlake and Usher. Yeah, so I always sung and I really always like made my own little song, but I never wrote nothing down. My sophomore year, of my freestyle. This one song in this little group we had.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Devin, made that a song? I was like, are you serious? And I did. And I had my whole school sing. I was like, oh my God, I feel so famous. This is nice. And I loved it. And I tried to keep going with it. But like, how I put it, it's like sometimes with music, you can love music, but you also have to love what you hear. You gotta love yourself. And I didn't. I really didn't. Like, I didn't love, like, I didn't like how my voice sounded.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the way I was writing it. I thought my stuff was trash. Because I'm extra hard on myself, too. That's the problem I have. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just didn't like it. And then I tried again my freshman year. Same thing. Don't like myself, so I don't like my music.
Mm-hmm.
I just started getting serious, like, this year. Now, that's when I actually realized. That's why I really realized, like, oh, my God, I actually might be good. might be good. So, like, I started. And the first song I recorded when I got back on campus, second semester, I found this beat on BeatStars.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it was a Jersey club. And I'm really a singer, but, like, I'm low-key rapping.
and he has a voice on him. I've heard it. It's really good. It's really good. Say that. Feel, like, just fake it till you make it, you know?
For real.
I talked about that, actually, on my last episode. Like, I was really in my head about my hair. Like, I was overthinking it. I just cut it. And I've only gotten positive feedback. But I was in the mirror like, dang, girl, you can't walk out of the house looking like this. But you are your biggest critique.
You
sound great. Nobody is going to tell. I mean, like, you get constructive criticism. And if you become, you know, the more popular you become, the more traction you gain, people are going to not like it. You're not going to please everybody. But
exactly.
You're great.
You got to please. You got to please yourself first.
Exactly. This was the decision I chose. And whether or not people were like, oh, Jess, I love it. Or they're like, dang, girl, it's really ugly. I still chose this, and I like it.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah. Your hair is nice, by the way. Just to let you know.
Thank you. And your voice is amazing.
Thank you.
You know, believe that, really.
We love positivity.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then, like, I found this beat. I went to it, and, like, I was recording the song. Actually, no, I was at home, so I couldn't record. My studio stuff was at my door.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote this. I wrote the song. It's called Black Barbie. Yeah, it's called Black Barbie.
That's what's on the rock?
Yeah, I painted that promo.
I saw that. Oh, my gosh. We have a rock on campus, and it says Black Barbie. And I was like, what is that? And that's good promo. Good promo.
Yeah, we painted again. They painted over my stuff. It's called Black Barbie, and I'm not going to act like the whole song is hyping y'all up, but that was my main focus.
It is.
That was my main focus. And after that, I just kept going. Like, after this song, another song called Butterfly Effect. Take with that title as you will. It's about relationships, and it's called Butterfly Effect. Y'all know what the Butterfly Effect is. But yeah.
Just play them a snippet. Give them a little feel, a little vibe. We'll play y'all a little snippet, see if you're feeling it, and I'll plug it when it comes out. It's not out yet, but we'll plug the date and all of the information down below.
A little snippet for the Black Barbie. A little song. I've been wild. It's fantastic. Touch me anywhere. Can you get naked? Get naked. Can you get naked? Naked, but can't shake it. Yeah, shake it, but can you get naked? See Black Bobby. Yeah. All right.
That is fire.
Thank you.
I like it. That's the Jersey mix. That's fire. Okay, I see where it's gonna go. I heard the beat drop.
Yeah.
I think that's the surprise. We gotta wait for that.
Yeah.
Gotta wait for that. I love it. I love it. And I can't wait to see the video. I love it. Yeah, like I said, we'll plug everything when it comes out. I do my music segments every week, so I'll let y'all know when it's out. So you got a date? Official date yet?
Nah, I want the video to get finished. Then I'm gonna drop the date.
All right, I got you.
You probably see me paint the rock again.
I got you. I ain't promise you're gonna paint the rock again. And I'll take a picture. I'll show y'all the rock. But yes, I love that. So my reflection of the week, I have one already. We're recording on a Tuesday, and I have one already. So today I went to therapy, and tying in with the relationship topic that I was thinking about, you know, when we decided to do this, when we planned it, we were talking a lot about effective communication and like how it either just makes or breaks things, really. And my friend also asked me questions about it, Khalil. You know, I've told y'all about Khalil before. He was asking me about effective communication for a project, and I was like, man, gotta talk about this. I think today what I realized the most is, like, that looks different on everybody. The way you see healthy communication, you can't really, like, put somebody else in that box that you have and make them conform mm-hmm. to the way you want them to exactly. talk to you. You kind of have to meet people where they are. Just like with the healthy relationship, there's compromise and there's meeting in the middle, there's sacrifice. Can you, like, let your pride go for a second and try to see how this person needs you to talk to them right now? You know, can you meet each other in the middle? Can you come to them where they are? Can you give them that other 50%?
Yes, communication comes with compromise, for sure. Yeah. Like, I'm more, like, I'm extroverted. But I've talked to people that's introverted. And mm-hmm. I noticed, like, in the past, I'll say something. I'm expecting a reply like that.
Right.
Like that, because that's how I am. Mm-hmm. But some people ain't like that. And some people, you can't even meet them like that. Like, front to yeah. face, like, let's talk. People aren't confrontational like that. Not everybody right. confrontational. Not,
yeah, that'll like, scare them.
Some people
yeah.
like some people like to send their thoughts, jot it in the journal so they can really process everything. And then they'll come to you, like, even if it's journal in hand or not, mm-hmm. they'll come to you like, this is how I felt, wrote it down, blah, blah, blah. Boom.
I realized that dynamic, it works in so many different places in my life. I care so much about, like, catering to the people that I care about. So I've been learning extensively, like, how to just, like, learn all of my friends, all of my family, all of, like, their love languages, what they need, what they encompass as people, like, entire human beings that aren't me. And I know that I can communicate healthily because I'm willing to have an open mind and, like, you know, meet somebody else where they are. I think just communication has kind of like been the downfall of all of my failed relationships, for sure.
Me too.
Like, 1,000%. Any relationship, whether it was romantic or friends, didn't work out because, like, we couldn't communicate. Yeah,
not even like I'll be completely transparent. Not even sometimes, not because they can communicate, sometimes because I can communicate.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, sometimes it's you, and it's like also about taking accountability. That's about, you can't communicate and not also acknowledge the things you did, because
wrong. You gotta acknowledge the things you did. Accountability is a thing, guys. We need to practice accountability.
We need to start talking about that. Do you have your own separate reflection of the week, or do you think that that's something that you've been thinking about as well?
I've been just reflecting on self appreciation time, really.
Mm-hmm.
I need time to yeah. appreciate yourself.
Yeah,
I've been trying to do that a lot more. Like, this weekend I did go out with my friends.
Which is nice.
But I did, like, take, like, a whole day to myself. I watched anime, guys.
And that is, if that's what you needed in that moment.
Exactly. I watched anime. I wrote to a couple beats, and I ate some food. That's literally what I did. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like self-appreciation time isn't, like, always, like, writing in your journal, expressing your thoughts. Sometimes it's actually, like, just enjoying yourself.
Yes.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know if you guys ever, like, sit down by yourself, you making jokes to yourself, like, oh my god, I'm Dave Chappelle. And, like, that's what, like, you really need that. Like, I don't make yourself laugh, make yourself smile, make you shoot. You can make yourself cry if you need to.
Right.
But that's what I've been reflecting on this whole week. I actually reflected on this whole last 2 weeks.
Yeah, me too. I've been really focusing a lot, heavily, on, like, making sure that I'm putting me on top and, like, I'm focusing on what I need, being kind to myself, because, like, that whole, like, imposter syndrome thing that I was talking about, you having your head, like, if I left it up to me making the decision for myself, just accepting the fact that, oh, I didn't like my hair in that very moment, I don't think anybody else is gonna like it, and I just continue to hide, I wouldn't have felt the love that I've been getting from the hair. Everybody that I've seen, they've been like, yeah, I really, like, I messed with the cut, Jess, I'm glad you did it, you know, glad you like it. And it's just, whether or not I got good reception, it's my decision to be comfortable in what I choose to do for myself, you know?
Exactly, because you can see it. It's like, exactly. Some, like, self-love is something you see. Like, fresh fit on, or you got a fresh cut. Like, yeah. For me, like, when I get a fresh cut, don't, you can't tell me nothing.
You can't tell me nothing. Anything.
Exactly. But, like, if I wake up, like, a regular day, and I don't got to come look in the mirror, I'm like, dang, well, I don't feel. And I'd probably be the same. I probably look the same, just ain't, just like, it's the line, I just clean, you feel
right.
me? But, like, I'll feel uglier. Even though, like, I look good, I'll feel ugly. And then,
right.
Now that I feel it, other people feel it, and they're going to see it.
Exactly.
They're going to see it.
Confidence is something that you can, like, confidence is a quiet thing, but it speaks volumes. If somebody's insecure, you can see that. You can see that. The way that you're thinking about yourself in your head, nobody else is perceiving you that way. You walk, you might not even feel like it, but you walk like you got it.
You got it.
You got it. That's it.
Like, some people are untouchable. Like, okay, be you. Whatever you is, be it. Unless you're hurting people, don't do that. But whatever it is.
Let's take a minute, let's reflect. No, don't do that. That's the thing. I feel like you can acknowledge things like this. You can be confident without harming others. And I think that's kind of like where the thought of the relationship topic came to me earlier this week. Because I was reflecting and I was thinking about it. I do a lot of reflection. I do a lot of self-work. I really try to better myself as much as I can because it's a never-ending cycle. You know, mm-hmm. the world gonna keep going. You either catch up, pick up the pace, pick yourself up, or you get lost. And I want to...
I'm
counting on that. I could really write your songs.
Man, for real. I don't got a problem with Ghostwriter calling Jake.
Hey, I don't know. I am a writer, just not that type of writer. You know, your songs might turn to freaking speakeasy if you give me a track. Like, I try my best to just, you know, practice self-betterment. Somebody asked me, you know, like, we were talking, like how we were talking earlier, the relationships going back to exes, staying friends with exes. I have not been lucky enough to stay in communication or in contact with any of my exes. And sometimes it was my choice. Other times, I was the person doing the harming. And it's just like, you can just acknowledge, reflect without dwelling too much, you know, without making any bad decisions. Just be like, dang, like, I'm happy for the person I was at the time that picked this person for myself, and I'm happy for what it taught me. Like, I'm in a space of peace where, like, my relationships, like, whatever the reason, regardless of the reason for them failing, I'm glad that they happened. Because at the time, that's what I needed. That's what I chose. That's who I wanted to be with. And I was like, yeah, like, this is for me right now. And I'm a firm believer in, like, trusting the process. Like, I think that everything that I have or that's going to be mine is written out for me. I believe in that sentiment, and I do believe in God as well. So I feel like, you know, it's all written. Whether or not it is or not, you know, I feel like everything that's happened to me has happened for a reason. So I don't regret any of the relationships that I've had, any of the reasons that they failed, whether or not they were hurting me or I was doing the hurting. Because, like, yeah, I was not always perfect in my relationships. Nobody is. And for me to have, like, taken on that accountability, like, dang, I'm the reason that that relationship failed, you know, mm-hmm. I was. And it's okay. Like, I've acknowledged that and I've made peace with it.
I agree with you. I'm glad, like, about every relationship that I had, because I don't think I'd be the person I am without those relationships.
Yeah.
You would, because I actually wouldn't. Like, I was telling, like, I feel like my past relationships failed because, like, communication.
Mm-hmm.
And if another relationship fails, I know it won't be because of that, because that's a lesson I learned. Cause I'm,
exactly.
And if it is that, it won't be on my part. I feel like communication is, like, the best thing to have in the skill of life. It's the most important skill of life. And relationships is definitely the number one.
Yeah.
Like, I think it goes communication, trust, love.
Mm-hmm.
You can't survive without just love.
Yeah.
You need trust because, like, you got to trust the person you love, because especially on the college campus. But no,
Ooh.
Especially on Michigan State campus.
Woo!
Let me tell y'all, man. Y'all some.
Ooh. Yeah,
you men, hard. You men and women, y'all gets down, bro. I done seen some
And things. Everything in between. Everybody is getting down.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Y'all scare me. I'm not going to lie. I'm glad that I am where I am, because I couldn't be outside in the streets, man.
I couldn't. I mean, y'all make me. It blows my mind. I see it firsthand. Like, and I'm not, like, trying to, like, brag or anything or say anything like that. But I never really had experienced it firsthand myself. Mm-hmm. I was, like, this dude in my DMs actively.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, and I mean, he was working. And I was curving because I was in something. And I'm exactly. like, I'm not, you know, right. I'm not that type of person.
Exactly.
And then I sat up here, watched him call me all types of beautifuls, wish me the happiest of birthdays, telling me, oh, I never got no, I always have time to tell you how beautiful you are. Go post his girlfriend for Valentine's Day. I was like, oh, you're dirty.
You're dirt.
That's dirty business. And I was just like, damn, like, this is real. I knew it was a thing. Trust me. I mean, it's obvious. It happens all the time. But when it happened to you, you're like, dang.
Y'all really exist, don't y'all? Like, y'all exist. This is real.
Y'all really are getting down like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. I guess I was friends with my exes, like, briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly, like, during.
So you tried the whole, like, communication
after?
I tried
to be friends with my exes in high school. It was during that, like, right after we broke up. We were friends with quotation marks.
Right. And I'm going to say with quotation marks because it wasn't even benefits in the title. But when you know that y'all don't have good intentions. You know
exactly. You know what? Listen, I know what I was doing. I ain't gonna, like, we're really friends, or did you just call me when you needed something? Did I just call you when you when I needed something?
Right. What are we doing?
We never went and hung out.
We were never really friends, if you think about it. Exactly. So, yeah, I tried that too. And I think, dang, I tried it every time. Like, first really, like, my first long-term relationship, I was done. And I mean, when I say I was done, I was done. I had been putting up with this, like, the bad stuff for a long time. So I was like, I'm done. Then, don't call me delusional. It's a really silly story. I'm going to tell it because it's funny. But I was like, I need a sign. I called on the Lord. I called on the Lord and the universe. I was like, I don't care what comes to me right now. I just need a sign. Do I cut this person out of my life? Do I keep them? Like, I really need to know, what do I do right now? Send me a sign. If you send me no sign, that is my sign. I'll take it as a sign. But if you send me a sign right now, I'll know what to do. They text me. And I mean, no, like, they text me like the next 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
And they sent me something that at the time was so, like, life-altering to me. It was something about the planets and astrology, and I was really into that at the time. And it was something about the planets and astrology.
That's,
and I was
how,
like,
they get you guys,
baby.
That
I knew
is
it.
How that they is get you. Let me tell you, man. Listen, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, that wasn't a sign. That was just game.
It was just happenstantial game, or maybe that was my sign to go back into that terrible situation and realize, dang, it's really not for me. Because I left right after that. I was like, dang.
Damn.
Dang.
That was actually not God.
It was just you pulling my card because you knew what I liked.
To all the players, bro. Learn astrology, I guess. That's what that is.
It's, I hate to say it, but it do be getting to people. Nowadays, I don't think nothing like that could get me. I don't think you could just send me a little video, a little TikTok about Saturn, and I'm back at your feet. No, but at the time, I fell victim. But all I'm going to say is I tried the friendship thing with them. I tried the friendship thing again, and I tried the friendship thing again, and it just didn't. It never really works out. And that's because when we failed in the relationship aspect, I realized we couldn't survive outside of that. Because we were never really friends. I think skipping the friendship stage is also a really big thing. But then I realized when the relationship failed, I wasn't friends with these people because I didn't like the people that they were. The people that they really were, the people that I didn't take the time to get to know. I was like, dang, I don't even like you.
Exactly. Dang. And, like, also, like, it's hard to be friends with somebody that you, like, truly loved and you wanted to be with.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, it's hard to be friends with somebody like that because... I don't, because, like, now I don't like you. Like not even, like, I like you, but, like, if you're not with me, like I saw you with another person and we're supposed to be friends.
Nah.
You're going to, like, I'm a D1 hater already.
Now? You moved on and without me?
And then you think we're going to be still cool?
And I'm going to see y'all all the
happy?
Time. What? And that's how you know that you're not in a place to even try. Because if I can't be happy for you, like, for real,
really?
Be happy for you,
then
and you with somebody else, then I can be a friend. Because that's not friendship. My friends, I don't hate on them. I don't see them in relationships and I'm plotting.
Exactly.
I don't see them in relationships,
like,
and I'm hating.
Go ahead, you do that.
And then I'm happy for you. Whether or not it's toxic or not, sometimes you just got to be there for your people. And that's not friendship. You don't see them be like, y'all ain't going to be happy for long. That, you still want them. And you need to remove yourself from the situation.
Well, my friends are tied to relationships. I call them dumbasses. But that's just me.
No, I get it. that's friendship, though. That type of relationship that you got with them, you don't even feel comfortable talking to them like that because y'all was
exactly
in love with each other. Like, so many things, if they can't stand on their own, if y'all really can't be friends, y'all still in love with each other. Y'all need to take space.
Either break it off or... No, man, or try again. I guess.
See, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes a breakup can be, like, what you needed. Because, like, I've also experienced situations where, whether or not it worked out, I won't give any specifics. Whether or not it worked out, I would try again. And if y'all can't try, like, if y'all keep trying and it's really not working, there's no reason to stay. Just
cut.
Yeah.
Cut the tape
is over.
Cut the tape.
Movie done.
And I'm a big believer, like, and after a breakup, I ain't gonna lie, I pretend like I don't know you.
Dang, for real?
Yeah, because, like, it's like, well, it depends. If I'm talking to somebody new, like after we broke up, like if I'm taking time for myself, if I really love you, I gotta take time for myself. I can't see you. I'll let you know. I'll let you know beforehand.
Yeah, I'm not just gonna go.
Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
But like during that time, if I meet somebody new, I'm taking them seriously. Yes, I actually will. Like if I see you in public, I'll either like let you know like A. Don't talk to me.
You're not on that.
I can't even be a friend. I got some new. Or like I'll probably walk past you. And that's not like okay, walk past you. That's a little rude. Like you have some.
Depending on how it ended, it could be valid.
Yeah, depending on how it ended. But to me, like, I'm always gonna put the respect of my partner first before the respect of my ex first.
Yeah.
You're an ex.
Right. It didn't work out for a reason.
You're an ex. Like I'm not gonna talk bad of your name at all because that's not the type of person I am. But I'm going to put the respect of my partner first. So, yes, I will slide like I right past you. We be sitting right here and here. My head's going to be turning the other way.
Right. I get that. See, when it comes to my relationships, I don't act like I don't know them. I acknowledge them as people, and I acknowledge them as people that I was with, and, like, it didn't work out. But if I see them in the street, dang, I I don't know what I might do. Because those did not end well. And whether or not, I'm not going to do nothing crazy, but it's like, do I speak or not? I think about what SZA said. Now, y'all be saying SZA be lying and all that. No, she do. She do what SZA do a lot. But I do respect her for a lot of things she said, because they be real. She said sometimes, with all due respect, no respect is due. If you dogged me out, I don't feel like I have to. If you didn't give me no respect, I don't feel like I got to give you none. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, whether or not you're the person that was doing the wrong in the relationship, some people might feel that exact same way about you, but you got to take that. You got to take that how it comes. It's just, this is life. These are the decisions we make for ourselves. Should I be friends with you? Can I be friends with you? And why? Why am I?
Why are we trying to be friends?
Why are we trying to be friends? What's really going on here?
We're not trying to be friends. We know what we both want. We just both too prideful or scared to say what we really want.
Yeah, or scared to say goodbye. Attachment is real too. That's a big thing. Attachment. I know so many people like scared to let something so bad go just because it's the only thing that they know.
And sometimes it may be attachment. It'd be like the fear of trying to find something like that.
Yeah.
Because it feels irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Can you find a partner easily?
That was trying, like they were actually trying to be with you.
Exactly. That's so rare.
No, it's so hard.
MSU?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. A campus full of Jesus.
These
dorm hall demons.
But I know in college, people are super young. They're like, I'm here to have fun.
Exactly.
People have come to me on that. Like, they're like, oh, like, one time I told somebody I was in a relationship, and they're like, we in college.
What are you doing that for?
Why would you say that to me? Like, if I'm trying to, first of all, what I got going on don't got nothing to do with what you got going on. If you want to be out here, if you want to be in the streets, that's great. But I never said that was me. Like, dang.
In my freshman year, I talked to a dude who's walking. He said, you got a girl? I said, yeah. You know, he said, I tell you, you got a girl? He said, bro, I'm freshman in college. Why would I be in a relationship? I was like, oh. Mm. You feel me? So, like, it's college, bro.
They will do anything.
Most people won't be relationships in college because they feel like it's time for them to live, which it is.
Yeah.
Like, relationships in college is a sacrifice. You're losing, a lot, missing out on a lot.
Depending on what missing out looks like for you.
It depends on, sometimes, what that looks like for you, or if you deem it's worth it.
Right. Because if I'm trying to maintain a relationship, I know that I want to be here. And to me, the type of person I am, I felt the same way about somebody when I was coming into, because I, you know, coming into, like, college, being in a relationship, you know, like, okay, I don't want, it was kind of a thing of like, oh, I don't want to hold you back. I want you to get the college experience. But when they say the college experience, they mean serial dating, possibly serial sleeping around. And I know that that is not what I'm interested in. I have my own things that I've been doing. And I have no time. If I hardly have time, if I'm struggling to manage my schedule so that I can take time out for myself, just so that I can maintain peace, I'm not about to be out here dorm hopping. I'm not about to be sleeping with a bunch of people. I'm not about to be giving a bunch of people time that I can't afford to waste. Like, I know that for me, the college experience did not entail sleeping with a bunch of people. So I had never had any interest in that. I'm not missing out on nothing. Whether or not I was single or in a relationship, I was going to be doing the same thing.
I didn't think I wanted that either because, but I think I just love love, which I do.
That makes sense.
I love love. So I knew that I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
I knew I wasn't. And like, I don't think I will. Unless I experience like a significant heartbreak, then mm-hmm. I doubt it. I doubt I will. But if I do,
it can really change people. But I think you allow it. Like,
you know what you're doing. Like, so all them dudes that get their heart broke one time, and then
when
y'all
they 15,
and then y'all be like, the rest of my life,
I'm done. Dedicated to
Brianna. It's dedicated to Sierra.
And they're like, oh, I'll never find love again. Like, you the reason I can't trust. Baby, it's time to move on.
You gotta grow.
It's time to move on.
Like, I doubt that. I doubt that me and my girl broke up. Like, if we did, I'm not gonna be like, I'm about to get this work.
Yeah, like, the rest of everybody else, watch out. Like, it's no reason for me to do that. Because that's me. I'm messing up my life. I don't know what they're going to do. They can end up very happy. Their next relationship could be their last relationship. And I'm over here messing up chances for myself because somebody hurt me. That doesn't make any sense.
I understand being cautious on the college campus because it's a college campus. Yes. People get cheated on every day.
Yeah.
You just told a story about how dude posted his girlfriend in your DMs.
Oof.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So I understand being cautious, but like, don't be weird, guys.
Don't be weird. And if you're trying to maintain a healthy relationship, do that. Please do it. And realize that communication is very important. Because all of my relationships have failed because of poor communication. So it's like, you need it.
Heated discussions. Know when it's time to talk and know when it's time for silence.
Yeah. Silence.
Like, exactly. So, and when I mean silence, I mean, that don't mean that's not time to communicate.
Right. It's time to walk away. It's time to collect myself.
Walk away.
Because I'm going to say something that I don't want to say. Yeah.
Exactly. Because like, I'm mad at you right now. Like, I'm like... Like, I'm not looking at you like you could be my girl, but like right now I'm not looking at you as my girl.
Right now,
like,
you just somebody that just pissed me off. So exactly. now I need to cool down.
You're an op at this moment.
You're an op, and I need to cool down.
You like an op if I don't walk away.
See, you get it, because I have struggled with anger issues, and I snap, I lash out, and I'm not proud of these moments. But I'm trying to be more cautious of whether or not I do it, because do I want it to affect what I have going on? No, I gotta remember who I'm talking to. And I got to remember that at the end of the day, I respect you and I love you. But if you let me talk to you right now the way I want to, we might not walk away from this the same.
And I'm going
to
be sad. And then you're going to be sad. And then I'm sad.
Like, dang. Like, let's take a minute.
Take a minute. And then when you come back, don't come back with past energy.
Right.
Come back clear-minded. Don't come back with energy from
another argument that happened months ago. We're not bringing up old stuff. We're not bringing up old stuff.
Because if I said I forgive you, then I forgave you for that.
And it's done.
No, it's different. Like, you kept on doing the same thing.
Yeah, now I got to bring it up because you're not changing. But if we buried this hatchet and we agreed this happened, okay, forgiveness happened, we moving on. Don't bring it up because now what are you trying to do?
Exactly. Like, I'm not asking you to forget about it. I'm just asking you to, if you're going to truly forgive me.
Right. Do you think that all of these skills have helped you maintain the relationship that you're currently in?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was just a struggle.
I get the struggle part.
It was a struggle, because relationships college is hard. And, like,
very.
Ooh, Jesus. Like, me and my girl, like, it was like just a rocky start just off the talking phase. Like I said, it's hard in college because you're so fucking cautious of everything, everybody. Like, I didn't trust her at all. Like, when I first started talking to her, I didn't trust her at all. And I don't think I'm wrong for that. I don't.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know you. Like, I knew her, but I ain't know you.
Yeah. I feel like if you got trust issues, if the person is giving you trust issues, that's another conversation. But if you have trust issues, maybe you should assess that before you get involved with somebody. Because
exactly.
I had been given trust issues before. I had to allow myself to heal from those before I got involved with somebody else. And then I trusted them. They let me down. So then you get hurt people. It's just kind of what happens. But like, I know that if I can't trust you and we are on a college campus, I'm not gonna get sleep. So if we don't have that trust, it can either be built or we can't have nothing.
Like, but trust is always gonna be a leap, and that's like the leap I had to mm-hmm. take with her.
Yeah.
And obviously I was right, because you know, I'm not currently crashing out. So
right, exactly.
I was right. And we ended up doing good. Like, she trusts me, I trust her. But, like, it was rocky at the start because on my part, like I said, I can be an extroverted person. Sorry, guys. Not an English major. Extroverted person. So I can't notice things like how other people notice things. I can't notice things how a woman notices things. Mm-hmm. So, for example, like, it's like, say I see you just out on the street. I like meeting new people. That's like, I love meeting new people.
Right.
I'll be talking to you, right? Flirting. I'm not flirting.
Yeah.
But you think I'm flirting. Or a person watching that knows my girlfriend. Yeah. Or yeah. Another girl that's like, don't you got a girlfriend? Why are you talking to that girl? Like, why are you doing that? How does this look? Like, right now, this is cool. But, like,
right.
If we sitting on a table together, shoulder to shoulder, laughing at each other's faces.
Right. How does that make them look? How does that make them look? Yeah.
Them look. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's, like, a certain, like, a respect thing that I had to learn. And I feel like with, my partner, I feel like it was, like, more, like, understanding, like, who I am. Like, you feel me? Like, that takes patience. You feel me? Cause, like, obviously, she can't ask me to, like, not be me.
Right.
Obviously, I'm going to, like, learn, meet new people.
Exactly.
Like, talk to people, new people. But, like.
And
like,
that's also, the real like, college exactly. experience. Yeah.
And, like, but also, like, she's like, okay, just when you do it, like, type shit, like, don't make it look like you, like, trying to fuck with you. Feel me? Like,
exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly.
Like, trying to do something. And that's, like, what, like, really was, like, the, like, that was a problem. Like, I already told you about the trust. Like, that was, like, really what made, like, rocky in the beginning.
Exactly.
Like, the trust thing. Like, just start talking. Where's the end? It's the end of semester when we start talking. All the parties jump in, St. Patrick's Day parties,
yeah.
Freaky Fridays that we're both at.
I think all of that is under the same umbrella, like the trust. If we go into parties, can we trust that we're not going to cheat each other because we at these parties? Like, can we trust that if I'm meeting new people and I'm talking to new people, that I'm not cheating on you when I'm talking to these new people? I'm just talking to new people. Like, all of that is trust because it's like, you like to meet people. You're an extrovert. You want to talk to new people. Cool. But then you have to take into account respect as well. Mm-hmm. I respect you enough to go to a party and be myself, but not cheat on you. I respect you enough to go make a friend, keep the distance, not make you look bad.
Exactly.
Looking bad is also a big thing because you're not about to embarrass me.
Exactly.
You're not about to embarrass me. So, you know, you need to just have these type of conversations. But all of that falls, like, under the trust umbrella, I think.
It does. Because, like, you can't, once you're in a relationship, bro, you can't be in your female friend's dorm at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock.
Sometimes it just takes that. It takes those extra steps, those extra bits of trust. For some people, it might not be bad to talk to your partner in a dorm room at 11 o'clock at night, y'all by yourselves. You trust this person you with, and you trust that they can just have this friendship. But then it's also like you said, some things you just can't do when you're in a relationship. And you realize what those things are, depending on the person you with. So,
exactly. Yeah. Like, I feel the same way, like, Don't be doing that.
And that's just, you know, that's what y'all have established.
Like,
don't be doing that.
Like, everybody got their own burdens or responsibilities that they have in their relationship. Like, everybody got their little borders of trust, you feel me? And if you don't care, that's
y'all.
So,
yeah, and if y'all find they really not doing nothing, then y'all have made that work. Other people think that's cheating. There's also different levels to what people think is cheating. I know that if I see, because like you said, what does this look like out in the street? Say somebody that see me talking to another girl. Talking to another girl as a person with a girlfriend, like, that doesn't mean automatically cheating. Mm-hmm. Even if it looks like that, that's not what it means. That's where that extra layer of trust come in. But if y'all say it's the different setting, y'all just outside, y'all talking, whatever. Y'all at a party, y'all talking. Things get too touchy. Things get too weird. That could be cheating to your partner. Your partner could be like, you letting other people touch you like that at a party? See, and outside in broad daylight, it don't look crazy. But different settings, things could get bad.
Things, yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's the problem for real. Like, it's like, I don't know, man. All I know is, y'all got y'all boundaries. I got mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Because some things I ain't taking.
Exactly. I'm not taking it.
I'm not, actually. I'm not going to do it. So we need to lay this out right now. Yeah.
Let's stand on business, bro.
So you think, general consensus, what would you take away from this? What are the best things that you've taken away from being in a healthy relationship in college? What does that look like for you?
A healthy relationship in college basically is going to push you forward instead of hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're always going to have a headache. Sometimes, like, not well, you always gonna be like some type of headache, or sometimes like a little something, you feel me?
Yeah,
because that's just relationships, man. That's relationships. Y'all gonna disagree, but here sometimes. But like, it's gonna push you forward, gonna hold you back. So, like, if you are in a relationship in college, right, and you find you already stressed with classes, already stressed with your job, it's stressful. With me, I'm already black, so I'm stressed with being black on and yeah. PWI.
Right.
You feel me? So if, like, that relationship isn't relieving, taken away, or, like, helping you in some way or form,
girl, gotta
like,
go.
You gotta go. Like,
yeah.
And it should be low-key for, like, peace.
Yeah, when you get, they should be, like, the thing you think about, like, dang, I'm having a hard day right now. But I know I could talk to my girl later.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, exactly.
And also, like, it looks like understanding, too. Like, when they understand, like, he's stressed with the classes. He want a long time.
Yeah.
I could tell right. my girlfriend I want a long time.
And she'll understand.
It's the way my emotions come out. I apologize if it hurts you. You feel me? I'm sure of what you're saying right now. It's just that I'm really just like, it just bothered me in my core. You know,
right?
My mom's and like my parents' relationships, and like seeing my mom and like my stepdad, like how they work their stuff, and my parents' relationships. Like I've learned from parents' relationships that communication is key. I won't be a victim of communication. Well, one thing I really hate to my core: don't sit with a problem, and then when it happened again, or like when something else happened, boom, you blow up. Or also, don't, bro. If you bring up a problem. It's not even like relationships, like romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Friendships and everything. If you have a problem, bro, don't bring it up to me like subliminally. You know what? Like I said, I'm not going to measure. Don't bring it up without bringing it up, bro.
Right. Because you have to tell. Like, one thing I read that you would call a bar. One thing I read, it was this TikTok. And I think this girl was talking about, how you're self-sabotaging when you don't communicate things to people and you just expect them to know. It's a planned resentment because you expect them to just know, like, that they upset you.
You can't read, bro. They can't read your mind.
They can't read your mind, exactly.
Like, sometimes, like, you even think, like, that they know. They don't know.
If you didn't say anything, why would you think they would know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Don't expect them to know stuff, that's why, like, a lot of these, like, little friend groups, y'all fail, bro.
Ooh. Because it'd be so many people in one friend group. Oh, my gosh. That's a totally different situation. Like, all of these people in one friend group, and y'all all have different forms. That's the thing. Like, I was talking about different forms of communication. Y'all all have different ways that y'all communicate healthily. Not everybody falling out because it's 8 people that all communicate differently.
My friend group, we got, like, 7. We got 7 people.
Wow. And y'all sustaining?
Yeah, we've been, like, cool since our freshman year. Mm-hmm. We was in, like, a summer program, like, magic program.
Yeah.
Then we got to campus, like, freshman year was rough. Mm-hmm. And we was all cool. I love each other. Like, at the point, like, we had, like, a big fight between, like, a couple people, including myself. And, like, I was like, we saying things. We ain't even communicating properly. Like, got to the point, like, some people say, like, something, like, I was told something that hurt me, and I said something crazy. He said something crazy to her. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Like, we ended up, like, eventually we all apologized, and now, like, we're at a point, like, we can communicate. Like, I had a problem with my friends, like a week ago, and I was like, hey, man, I don't like that. Like, don't do that no more, like, to me.
Exactly.
Like, you feel me? But, like, think about, like, what, because, like, it's mainly man and friend. It's different how we communicate.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Some people can take it differently. Like, if I told you, don't do that. As a man, what you mean I can't do that? Who are you to tell me that? But if I come at you like, be like, hey, man, I really appreciate that, you feel me? Like, I'm not trying to be, like, rude or stuff, like, but, like, I don't like when you do that to me or do that around other people.
Yeah.
It makes me feel, like, disrespected. So, like, could you please stop doing that, you feel me?
Exactly.
Like, you feel me? That's different. Like, some men can't, like, some people can be, like, can't take, like, a don't do that. But, like, I wouldn't try that. Like, also, like, asking, like, how do you bring up a problem? How do you bring it up? Like, if you think of your friend has a problem with you, don't be like, do you have a problem with me? Because what does that really mean? Like, if you go back to, the, like, your city type stuff, like, mm-hmm. the person asks you, like, do you have a problem with me? What you going to say?
What you mean
do we have
that?
A problem?
Like, do we have a problem?
Exactly.
It's all about tone and, like,
exactly.
how you come into
how you, like, or so you can be, like, hey, man, like, I don't know. Like, I've been feeling some tension. Like, learning how to approach people. Like, you said, like, different forms of communication for different people.
Exactly.
So, like, learn your friends. Learn how they behave. Learn yourself. Learn how what you can take and what they can take. And then learn how to approach. And they should learn how to approach you.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how it goes, man. Like, communication is a skill that you need often. Like, what could your career, how you can communicate with your coworkers, communicate with your family, your friends,
yes,
and your partner.
Yes, exactly. Because if you don't have this, like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not really social. And I know that we all struggled, like, during COVID, like, being social beings. We really could not be. So there's that distance, but there's that thing, there's that space of learning and unlearning. You can't get by life saying, oh, I just don't know how to communicate. That's not going
to
cut it.
That's not going to cut it. You have to learn. Like, you can't. That's another thing, bro. Y'all don't get all these dorms, bro. I'm tired of y'all homebodies.
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong. Like, ain't nothing wrong with being, like, an introvert. But not getting out the dorm at all, buddy, you can have a 4.0. When you leave this college campus, oh, my God, life going to hit you like a truck.
You have the skill set to go survive out there. You got the degree.
Smart.
You know, how you going to do in this interview? You know?
Exactly.
All about stuff like
that. I see your transcript. I see
Might.
It.
But who are you? Can you tell me that? And can you make yourself sound good? Can you come to me and tell me about yourself without having to look at who you are on paper? You know?
Exactly. Like, you can't, like, expect somebody to I can't expect you to be, like, a good person for this position if you can't handle other people.
Gotta be able
Sometimes,
to
like, you actually will have to handle it in that moment. And that's when, like, I had to learn, too, cause, like, it's not always gonna go my way.
All about compromise. That's how we circle back. Yeah.
Man, you know, that's something like, but I guess, you know, if you wanna be homebody, go ahead. Nah, that's not me.
Dealing with small-minded people, you know, it's not necessarily always just, like, they can't. I mean, they don't want to. Like, sometimes they just can't. And that looks different on everybody in every different age. Because I remember when we were talking also, we were like, you know, communicating like adults. What does that mean? Because not all adults communicate
man,
well.
Man.
That is not always the case. Sometimes you got to be the adult if you're not even there yet, you know?
These
and that's how it is.
Can't talk, yo.
Yeah, they
can't. It's sad. Like, I know a lot, bro. Some of these adults.
Ooh,
like,
really
your auntie and granny talk to 18 years.
Literally. Man, sometimes it's just like that. But, you know.
Uncles and aunties beefed out.
Beefed
and
out.
Sister.
About what, for real? Yeah.
Because, like, they ain't never learned. But, I don't know, man. Like, I just really hope that we all learn how to communicate.
Yes.
I hope that, you know, me and you, like, we grow to communicate as people. Because, like, I wanna grow as a communicator.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I know you want to grow as a communicator because I'm not perfect.
I'm not perfect. And I, like, just growing all together as a person continuously. I want to be the best version of myself that I can be every day. I don't ever want to stay stagnant. That's not going to get you anywhere.
Indeed. It's like, you got to practice that communication like you practice your game, man.
Yeah. Exactly. It's all very important.
It really is.
I really appreciated your insight and having you on today. I think that you brought a few different elements to the table. A lot of things that people aren't willing to talk about, and I know especially in the Black community, it's a stigma around communicating and a stigma around growth, and a lot of people don't want to do it. Like we said, these adults, they're not really adults. They're not really willing to do the work. They just kind of getting by. And, you know, sometimes it takes that person that's willing to, you know, make the sacrifices, be the person to say, okay, we need to see a change. We can't keep living like this. It can break families down, you know, all of that. So we really need to just focus on being good communicators. I think that could solve, like, a majority
of
the problems we have today. Yeah.
Yeah. Side note, man, you got a podcast as voice. That's not an insult. That's like a really good compliment. Like, it sounds like, you know, like, thank you. I enjoyed your podcast today. I like that was smooth. Like, it was like a smooth ass fucking ride down to the fucking shit. Like, that shit was hard. Man, it was fun.
It was. And I would love to have you on any other time. Don't forget, I'm going to plug his music. If y'all liked what y'all heard at the beginning of the episode, he got some stuff he cooking up. And I'm proud of you. Always proud of the Black people doing big things.
Thank you. I'm proud of you, too. Because, like I said, like I told you, I think I wanted to do one of these, but I didn't. And you are. So that's really cool. And like I said, this is really fun. Like I said, I'll be on here again. I don't care. Like, it's fun. Like, especially, like, when you, like, really get into it. I know you're going to work on over the summer, so I know you're going to, like, buy all types of equipment. Because what happened to me,
right.
Like, I, like, bought all types of equipment over someone I really got right it. So you probably, like, might get a camera type stuff. YouTube.
Yeah. You never know. I really want to make me, you know, establish myself a certain type of way. So I think that the more I start doing this, like, I can really make it a brand for myself, you know?
Exactly. When I heard, like, this is just a podcast, read your mind. I feel like the viewers feel like you understand them, you feel me? And you understand where they're coming from.
That's,
and that's why they listen to your podcast. It's like
do.
When the artist got that one song that you just could.
Yeah.
You know where I'm coming from. I don't know. And we don't even know each other.
We don't even know each other.
But
you
know me,
you.
And I know you.
And not
Man, you mind. Get it. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate
it's
it.
It's passion. Don't sell it.
Yes. I got my copyright. I got my copyright. My name is mine. Yes. Thank you. I really do appreciate it. Thank you, Devin, again for coming on here.
Thank you for having me, man. My Instagram is, XDEVX444, because I like answer numbers.
Love that. I'll plug it. So, you know, all you got to do is click a button. I got you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too.
Thanks, man. That's fun.
Alrighty, guys, we had a lot of fun today. It'll be one of the longer ones. I know y'all appreciate the longer episodes. So thank you for tuning in today. I will see you guys next week with more content. Alright, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.